You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. After months of sparring over whether transgender Texans should be allowed to use bathrooms that align with their gender identity, Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Thursday officially set the legislative stage for the debate. Following North Carolina's lead, Texas Republicans announced Senate Bill 6, referred as the Texas Privacy Act, which would require transgender people to use bathrooms in public schools, government buildings, and public universities based on biological sex, and would preempt local non-discrimination ordinances that allow transgender Texans to use the bathroom that corresponds with their gender identity, Lieutenant Governor Patrick announced.
You can mark today as the day that Texas is drawing a line in the sand and saying no. The privacy and safety of Texans is our first priority. Not political correctness.
Senate Bill 6 does allow public schools and universities to create individual accommodations for transgender students. Republican Senator Lois Kolkhorst introduced the bill.
Ask a parent if they approve of allowing boys to shower in their daughter's locker room, or vice versa. They'll likely tell you the safety of our children and personal privacy should be at the forefront. And the blanket policies such as this violate their rights, too.
State business and tourism leaders oppose the legislation. The Texas Association of Business says anti-LGBT legislation like this could cost the state billions in lost economic activity and more than 100,000 jobs. Philip Jones, who heads the Dallas Convention and Visitors Bureau, says it'll hurt tourism, too.
Perception is reality. And if the perception is that we are a city or state that discriminates, we will lose a lot of business, and a lot of current business, and a lot of future business.
Some of the state's biggest cities, including Dallas, Austin, and Fort Worth, have had comprehensive ordinances on the books for a decade, offering transgender residents some degree of protection against discrimination in employment, housing, and other public areas, such as buses, restaurants, and bathrooms. Public station KERA in Dallas assisted with this report. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.